homes that have been abandoned along here. There's one person that lives here, and there's me, and there's this gentleman, and there's Billy, you all know, down at the end. And so we've all kind of, you know, bounced around trying to figure out what to do with that area. Just really, we just haven't come up with a real solution. But the one thing that occurs is that people come shooting out of the roundabout, and they make a mistake. I mean, the roundabouts are generally used to handle tourists to Hollister, and probably up 76 East too. But they shoot up here, and they realize right about here that they've made a mistake. And so the first thing they can do is they can see Knox. And they make a sharp turn, and they try to go up to Knox. Oh, boy, that's a nightmare. There's as many wrecks as Knox as there is down at the corner, because people don't realize that Knox goes up the hill and it becomes a ski slope. But if they get by that, then the next is Amherst. Well, they'll fly into Amherst, and this entire area, again, it's just really unimproved. It's just never got there, really. But nobody's really complained about it. They'll come down here, and I've got the only horseshoe driveway. And so folks will come up here, and they'll stop right here and realize that, again, they made a mistake, and my driveway becomes their turnaround. And they'll turn around in my driveway, so I get to wave hi off the back porch and say howdy or out the front porch, you know, and they're very nice, you know, and people are sorry that they turn around in my driveway, but they tear my driveway up. And so part of this whole discussion with Colin is that I want to do something with this to stop people coming in and perhaps have a rear entrance, and that's one thing I want to work on. But the biggest problem is the safety in here. There's 20, you know, I've had a lot of conversations with MoDOT. There's 20,000 cars a day that go up and down this road. Now, when I say 20, it's 10 up and 10 down. And this morning I was looking at it, bumper to bumper, all the way to and from Forsyth. And it is a problem. And adding this park, this fifth wheel, this RV park, which somehow split in, because I would never have gone to that myself. Well, I didn't, but it's going to happen, and I'm okay because it's going to bring some money to the county, and that, and if it's taken care of right, it might not be a problem here, but it's still going to be a problem on 76. And I just want you guys to just know that 76 is a problem every single day now, and it's wreck after wreck after wreck after wreck. And, you know, sooner or later, we're going to start seeing more serious deaths and wreck, or pardon me, accidents and deaths and things like that. It breaks my heart, you know, and I hear the ambulances come all through the night, you know, for what's going on in the back, you know, so that's my major point. The second point I want to make is that I would never have gone for this had I not met Colin and had several conversations with him, and, you know, what he did was exactly what we all wanted him to do, or want somebody to do, is to do a nice project that with the foresight and the thought that it's going to be all encompassing. And that's really what his goal is, to at some point do something with the rest of this property up here. I'm going to be dead by the time he gets to that, I'm sure, but it's certainly going to benefit, you know, your kids, grandkids, and the future of this entire area, because it's like once it starts, it's just going to keep moving. And it's going to just be a great place for that area. And so I'm all for the project. I support it. We talked at great length about the ingress and the egress. And by talking to MoDOT, I mean, these guys didn't even talk to MoDOT. They didn't have a word with MoDOT. They have several times. I talked to Beth Schaller several times, and I kind of keep talking to them about their ingress and egress. But, you know, the fact that he's done everything. He has consideration for the area, the people, the environment, the road. It makes it, to me, a great project that I support. And I can tell you that everybody except, I've never been able to talk to the fellow at the end, but everybody else, all of us people that live up there, you know, we want to see it happen too. So that's about it out of me. And I appreciate the opportunity to say hi. Good morning.
Thank you.
I'm sure you realize by him, if he improves that entrance to Amherst there, it's going to help you to get to your house also.
Yeah.
Be much better.
Absolutely. Yeah. it is any longer. I'm sitting at that to exit on the 76. It's anywhere 3 to 5 minutes. Now, coming from where I come from, the traffic doesn't bother me a whole lot. It wouldn't bother my father though. So,
but you say where you came from, Mr. Glaze? You said where you come from.
I don't have to name it, Brandon.
Okay, I want it on the record. Where?
California.
Oh, he's from California. That's right.
There it is.
Okay.
My dad was born here, so it was in Canada. So it's like, I think it dropped out in World War II.
But you chose to stay here.
Sorry. Sorry, I couldn't help it. Anyone else want to come forward in favor of the project? Anyone in opposition come forward? I see none.
I move to approve order number 10-17-2022-01. From single family R1 to R2 to NR1.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
In the order, does it have that the contingent upon the rewriting those properties?
The county commission would need to add that contingency that the planning commission recommended.
Yeah, I don't think it's in our order, is it? Wait, yeah. Well,
so.
With the contingency that the rezone request did not be affected. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yep, it's in there.
Yep.
Second?
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So next step would be to get that road vacated and then that replatting done and then that rezone would kick in.
Okay.
Have you ever vacated a road before? Our advice is to hire an attorney that's familiar with doing it and going through that process. There's a couple statutes. You can do it on your own, but it's always smoother whenever you have legal counsel to help. So you might get with Nikki there, and she may be able to help you, give you some names of who does do that. So. I'm sorry. Again, I would recommend an attorney that knows the process of how to vacate roads. There's two statutes. Make sure you do it under the correct statute. So.
All right, we're moving on down the agenda. We're at 1017-2022-02.
Okay, so on October 11th, again, 2022, Planning Commission recommended approval for the County Commission to approve the rezone request by Bluebird Mountain Apartments LLC, David Cope of one parcel, number 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.000, located at 1364 Bee Creek Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezone request is for R3 multifamily residential district. For the assessor's information, the property is approximately 10 acres in size with a single-family home built in 1960 located on the property. The property is served by Public Water District Number 3 in the city of Branson for wastewater. So turn our attention to the PowerPoint. This is Bee Creek Road. Of course, you have your Branson Hills area. Our zoning layer, we have RV park, we have R3, C2, and R1. The white is A1. Of course, the yellow is R1. Actually, he has a new entrance drawing that I'll pull up here in a second. There's a conceptual design of the apartments. And then just some photos. photos of the highway that's looking north. This is out of the south drive. Then his new driveway concept is here. That I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you for having me. My name is David Cope. I am requesting the rezoning to R3 so that we may build some new affordable quality apartment homes for the community, for the residents who live and work here in Taney County and in the city of Branson. I bought this piece earlier this year after a couple of 18 months or almost 2 years of looking around trying to find a suitable location. I believe that the need is pretty self-evident, and I think that with all of the preparations done well, that this will be an addition to the county and a welcome site for this piece of land. After speaking with Devin with Road and Bridge last week, we came up with this new design. I was trying to keep from having traffic issues with ingress and egress into the property, and so our original design had two entrances, and Devin said, you know, if we could take one further north about where the current house sits, I think that would give us the best line of sight, and if you'd be willing to go 50 feet wide so that we have plenty of room for school buses and everyone turning in and turning out. And I said, well, let's go 60, and we'll put an island down the center and really divide out that entrance. That's how we got this new preliminary design. Devin said if we do well today that he would be happy to come out, meet me with the engineers. I'm using Miko Engineering here in town, and pull some tapes and measurements and figure out exactly where that entrance would be best suited. Do you have any questions?
Scott, that residential home, right where you're talking about putting the main entrance at, can I ask whose home that is?
It's the existing.
This one? This home here? I mean, that would be his. It's part of the...
Where the entrance is at?
Yes.
The residential home on the other side there that would come in?
Oh, right here?
Is that not where all the traffic would come through?
That's PBS Land Company. It's an office.
Okay.
There's a home here. Well, no, that's the tabernacle. That's a church and storage units.
No, on the same side of the...
Oh, right here.
Big Creek, right there.
Mm-hmm. So he shows the entrance about right there where that is, I believe. I can't see how many feet that is, but it looks like in the same location that the current entrance is for the home. You need me to zoom in on that? Thank you.